From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia's use of an Iranian base to launch airstrikes in Syria jolts the U.S. and its allies. Russia's defense ministry says the strikes hit five warehouses containing weapons, ammunition, and fuel, as well as training camps for the Islamic State and the al-Nusra terrorist groups. The attacks took place in the provinces of Aleppo, Deir ez-Zor, and Idlib. Colonel Chris Carver, a coalition spokesman, spoke to reporters via teleconference from Baghdad.
The Russians did notify the coalition as per the Memorandum of Understanding for Safety of Flight. They activated that system as we have in the past. They informed us they were coming through, and we ensured safety of flight as those bombers passed through the area and toward their target.
It was the first time Russian bombers used Iran as a launching point for attacks in Syria. Pakistan's military says airstrikes near the border with Afghanistan have killed at least 14 militants and wounded 11. An army spokesman says the air and ground operation targeted a remote valley in the Khyber tribal district and destroyed nine hideouts. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles won her fourth gold medal of the 2016 Olympic Games in the floor exercise competition at the Olympics in Rio Tuesday. According to an Associated Press report released Monday, South Sudanese troops gang-raped, beat, and robbed aid workers, specifically targeting Americans, at a hotel compound in Juba on July 11th. Witnesses interviewed by the news agency said soldiers carried out mock executions and forced the foreigners to watch as they killed a local journalist. This is VOA News. More than 14 million people in Angola and the Democratic Republic of Congo are to be vaccinated against yellow fever. Lisa Schlein reports.
Mass vaccination campaigns usually take between 3 to 6 months to plan, but the World Health Organization says this campaign must begin by the start of the rainy season in September because the spread of yellow fever could become unstoppable. Yellow fever is a potentially deadly flu-like disease spread by mosquitoes. It causes a high fever and jaundice, a yellowing of the skin and eyes. The disease is not curable, but it can be prevented with the yellow fever vaccine. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
3 months before the U.S. presidential election, analysts are saying there is more than an 80% likelihood that Democrat Hillary Clinton will defeat Republican Donald Trump. Polls show that Americans hold negative views about both candidates, but more against him than her. Clinton campaigned Tuesday in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
There is nothing we can't do if we put our minds to it. So I know what we can do together. But how are we going to pay for it? Well, I'll tell you how we're going to pay for it. We're going where the money is. We're going after the super wealthy. We're going after the corporations. We're going after Wall Street so they pay their fair share.
Hillary Clinton, the FBI has sent Congress documents related to its investigation of her use of private email servers during her tenure as Secretary of State. The House Oversight Committee said Tuesday it had received the documents marked secret, which included notes on FBI interviews with Clinton and other witnesses during the investigation. The governor of the U.S. state of Louisiana said Tuesday 20,000 people have been rescued from floods in the capital Baton Rouge. Most of the rescues were made by the National Guard and state authorities. Prices in the U.S. economy rose a modest 0.8% over the past 12 months. Tuesday's report from the Labor Department shows the rate of inflation was a bit lower in July than the previous month as gasoline prices declined. The Obama administration has raised fuel economy standards for trucks in the United States. It's a bid to cut greenhouse gas emissions and reduce dependence on fossil fuels between now and 2027. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden offered condolences to the families of those killed in Balkan wars, including those killed in the NATO airstrikes on Serbia in 1999. Biden's overture came on the first day of a trip to Serbia and Kosovo aimed at encouraging the two Balkan states to mend ties. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.